Back to Jakar Sampson, left wing three, line drive good. And a high arcing three by Lemon, no good. Inside rebound, though, by Jakar Sampson. And the putback is good. Abdul Rahman to Adele. Ball fake on Gates and a steal by Alkins. Ahead of the pack, he comes all alone. He will jam it home.
Alkins with that steal and then going up strong for the dunk.
Left corner, three, Gates. That's good.
Kaiser Gates giving his crowd something to cheer about here at the Sears Center.
Lemon. Underneath pass to a wide open Sampson. Great recognition and a good finish there by Sampson. Fair. A lot of dribbling all the way down. Trying to go coast to coast. Finds the open man in the corner. VJ Beecham, three good. Timeout, Canton.
Windy City Nation.
This is your exclusive home for the Windy City Bulls.
This is your Windy City Bulls post-game show on SportstownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Radio Network with Ryan Fahey.
Well, it was not the outcome we had wanted, but still a fantastic regular season nevertheless. 120-109 the final. The Canton Charge get win number 22 on the season to complete the regular season for them. Meanwhile, Windy City falls to 27-23. Alongside Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fahey with you. And, you know, you don't want to put a lot of this on the officiating tonight, Rob, but there were a lot of times where the officials kind of lost control of how the game was flowing throughout that second half.
Yeah, absolutely. And it started right there in the third quarter, Ryan. And that third quarter was a huge differentiator. It was a 14-point differential at the Charge, scoring 34 to the Bulls 20. And that was also the quarter where Charlie Henry got ejected halfway through after he had one too many calls not go his way. And you can't really blame him whatsoever because there were a lot of touch fouls off the ball fouls that really did not need to be called in the first place. And it did stop a lot of play there. I would say towards the middle end of the third quarter there that there were about three or four possessions that were consecutively called back and forth that really just stopped play. So you could totally understand Charlie's frustration and his team's collapse there in the second half.
As we dive into the box score a little bit more, Walt Lemon Jr., 32 points, 9 rebounds, and 9 assists. He was 1-1 each away from a triple-double in that department. Michael Mulder, we talked about the excellent first half that he had. He went stone cold. No points in the second half. He had 26 back in the first half. Yeah, the numbers look respectable, but you got to realize what he had done in that first half compared to the second, which was virtually, in a way, nothing.
That's why you can't always have the box score tell the entire story. So, like you said, with 26 overall points in the first half, 10 of 14 in the first half, 6 of 8 from 3. And then he just only had – the most surprising thing is that he only took 3 shots, Ryan, all of the entire third quarter. So, I mean, just looking at that, going forward, I should say 4 shots, I should say. And then you had a guy like Walt Lemon who tried to take over the offense with 10 total shots. That's just a huge problem with me, although he did have wonderful numbers. Looking at a 32-9 game, unfortunately did not result in a win whatsoever for these Windy City Bulls. But I just have a problem with my point guard taking 22 shots a night, especially when I had my two guard being Michael Mulder tonight, be as hot as he was in the first half. They definitely should have found him more in the second half. But really quick, Ryan, what I wanted to touch upon, it all started in the third quarter, was just the lack of defense and the lack of transition defense for these Bulls.
Yeah, it seemed like at times in that second half, you saw them being a little lethargic going back the other way. And you don't want to see that when you've got the playoffs starting this Wednesday. I almost threw off my headset as I say that.
It was, yeah, I know I'd probably throw my headset right along there with you just because how frustrating it was in the second half to watch, because it really was a tale of two halves. Because just looking at it from the first half overall, and the Bulls shot 56% all the way down to 48%. Still a very respectable shooting percentage, right? But yeah, it was definitely the story of the defense. And it all started when the starters, when they went out to go start off the second half. It just seemed that the Canton Charge really played with a chip on their shoulder. They've been eliminated from the playoffs for about a week or so now, and they came in winning 2 out of their past 3. So they really, like I said, wanted to come in and play spoiler tonight, and they certainly did that.
Yeah, and the Canton then leading that way in that spoiler department, Levi Randolph and Ja'Cory Williams. Randolph, 36 points, 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 5 steals on top of that. There was really no answer for number 6 in white tonight.
No, and a lot of it was also going to the free throw line. Like you mentioned, Ryan, a lot of very questionable calls there for the Windy City Bulls, but obviously in favor of the Canton Charge. Getting to the free throw line 28 times, and I just compared it to the Bulls 18 times overall. And Levi Randolph, like you said, led that charge overall with 36 points. But Ja'Cory Williams was a huge factor in the first half for the Canton Charge with 22 points. But he continued that in the second half, finishing with 31 overall and really giving Ja'Cory Sampson the business down low.
Yeah, it was more so, especially with Ja'Cory, and even we saw this at times with the Kaiser Gates. There was really a lot of frustration building. Even when they were missing some shots, you didn't see that hustle back that we've always been talking, you know, we've been seeing, and then we mentioned it, you know, a moment ago. Transition defense was nowhere to be found, essentially, for Windy City in that second half. So you look at tonight and you want to think to yourself, all right, you got to get it all out of your system now because the real season starts Wednesday in Westchester.
Yeah, exactly. And this is obviously here being in the NBA G League, Ryan, not your traditional type format that you'd see in the playoffs. Instead of it being a traditional seven-game set, it's a one and done. It's, you know, win or go home. You played an entire 50 games. You've been with most of these guys all the way from the preseason to now, and you don't want to just throw that away, you know, in this one-game elimination. So this is really going to have to show the coaching prowess of Charlie Henry here. So riding in on a three-game losing streak into the postseason clearly is not favorable for any team. It's going to be interesting to see here going up against most likely the Westchester Knicks.
Yeah, there's the Westchester Knicks will be a 3-seed, Windy City a 6-seed. Tonight, each team had 52 points in the paint. Second chance points led by Canton 5-4. Fast break points 16-10 in favor of Windy City. Biggest lead for Canton was 19 at one point. Windy City was 12 back in the first half. We had three lead changes five times. We were tied. One flagrant foul on Ja'Cory Sampson. Two techs and an ejection from Windy City head coach Charlie Henry. The first ever ejection for head coach Charlie Henry, that is. In this 120-29 final that the Canton Charge come in as the Windy City Bulls fall to 15-10 overall on the home slate this year. And they will be a 500 team against their division. They fall 8-8 against the Central in the 2018-19 season and 21-20 against Eastern Conference opponents. So we got more to do here on the postgame show. We'll take a quick timeout and come right back on your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, SportsTownChicago.com and the Windy City Bulls Network.
How's it going? My name is Edgar Ibarra, and I'm very grateful for all the knowledge I receive at the Illinois Media School. My 15-year career in radio has been a dream come true. I'm a radio DJ, I'm on the air, and I get to be a program director for two radio stations in Wisconsin. My dream became a reality with the Illinois Media School. Illinois Media School is a great school with great teachers and former students now working in the industry today on the radio stations you listen to and on the TV stations you watch every day. Illinois Media School, check it out. For more details, beonair.com.
I couldn't have said it better myself. This is Jonathan Hood, instructor at the Illinois Media School, formerly Illinois Center for Broadcasting. So many reasons for you to consider Illinois Media School: financial aid for those who qualify, real-world hands-on experience, internships, and so much more. Don't just take my word for it. Set up a tour at one of the two Chicagoland locations. Go to beonair.com/Chicago Sports to learn more. That's beonair.com/Chicago Sports.
Lions and Tigers and
the Bears.
The Bears.
On SportsTownChicago.com.
Back with you here courtside on the Windy City Bulls postgame show on SportsTownChicago.com. Alongside Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fahey. 120-109, the final. Canton Charge take it. As it's a bit of a sour note to end the regular season, but new horizons will be coming this Wednesday when Windy City heads to Westchester to take on the Knicks. And Rob, let's look at the season here as a whole. 5-12 to start it off. The trade for Walt Lemon, and that was a big piece of the pie as to what really turned around the franchise in terms of how they were having their outlook for this season. And it's paying off still with their first ever, you know, playoff berth of franchise history.
Yeah, I mean, still a very respectable finish for the Windy City Bulls team. Obviously, nothing to hang their heads about for this season. Their first ever winning season. Most wins against the Eastern Conference, most home wins. So they have a lot of things to hang their high about. And especially second-year coach Charlie Henry should really give himself a pat on the back because of the impact that he really has had on this team with a lot of different pieces to start off the season. Because like you said, with Walt Lemon Jr. not coming over until December, that 5-12 start, Ryan, with Tyler Ulis being the starting point guard and then Thomas Wilder for a little bit, there was a lot of dissension and a lot of mismatching. But once Walt Lemon Jr. came onto this team, he really circled it all together. And then they found a couple other pieces along the way, or Ja'Cory Sampson, VJ Beachums. They really just came together collectively as a group. And for about a two-month stretch, were the hottest team in the G League.
Yeah, you go back to that nine-game win streak that happened from the G League showcase and into the 2019 calendar portion of the year. This was the team that everybody was looking at to beat at that point. We saw Lakeland come in here at the beginning of March. Windy City handled their business. Then 2 days later, the Santa Cruz Warriors came in. At the time, the hottest team in the G League to begin the month of March were the Warriors. Bulls handled their business then. And they had done fine for most of March. And then here they've come down the stretch, faltering a little bit. And you hope that has stopped now because it's one and done, you know, going forward. It's single elimination until the G League Finals.
I don't almost want to say that they really started celebrating too early because, I mean, it's almost one of those things where it's like, yeah, boys, congratulations, we clinched the postseason berth. But at the same time, we still have a schedule to go throughout. And it wasn't as if the fact that they clinched a first-round bye and really finished in a first-place type of seeding, Ryan. It was a matter of the fact that, you know, you still had a chance to play for seeding. We talked about it at the halftime show that, you know, although it really did not end up mattering with Grand Rapids winning over the four-way Mad Ants tonight, but still not be knowing to that, that either way, you had to really go out and play as well as you possibly can going down the stretch. And it's going to be very hard for this Windy City Bulls team to go into the postseason on a three-game losing streak as they're going to have to regroup for the Westchester Knicks coming up next week.
Yeah, and as Windy City is going to get ready now to head to Westchester on Wednesday, what is the biggest thing in your mind that you want to see turned around quickly going into that opening round playoff game in Westchester?
I would probably have to say the biggest thing that I noticed overall tonight that I would like to see going into Westchester would be their defensive rotations and just getting defensive stops overall, Ryan, because just looking at this final box score, because you're not going to get it done by allowing the opposition to shoot 51% from the field and 54% from beyond the arc. That's clearly not going to get it done. Every player in the Charge starting five in double figures overall, as they only went eight players deep overall, and really only six of them getting a lot of playing time. So just really limiting on the three-point line, and then overall just making harder shots, getting back on defensive rotations, not biting on the pick and roll so easily and getting so many defensive switches. So just going back, what got Windy City here before they got their offense together was their defense.
Certainly was, and one of those guys leading that way, and Charlie Henry's called him a defensive anchor many a times, has been C.J. Fair. And Fair tonight, we didn't mention his name often, who got the starts, and he only had 4 points, three rebounds, and a couple of assists, and he also only played 14 minutes of action. But that's going to be somebody who I believe they would want to rely upon, especially when you have to go up against a Jameel Warner, who has given Windy City fits in the couple times that they have squared off, whether it was at Westchester or here in the overtime win for Windy City back in January. So that's going to be probably the matchup I'm going to look out for going into Wednesday's opening round. But nevertheless, too, you know, the start that we saw from Michael Mulder tonight, you really want to see that carry over into Wednesday. He had 26 first-half points. Of course, you wanted to see that continue into the second half. He didn't score in the second half here tonight. But if you can get Mulder going, and this just opens up the offense so much more, because the goal that we've seen often from Windy City, you know how Walt Lemon can facilitate this offense. You get Mulder going from three, lead spreads out early, and you're coming out of the gates, you know, guns a-blazing, so to speak.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what we were going to anticipate was going to happen tonight, where they overall in the first quarter had a nine-point lead going into the second quarter. And obviously that was because of the thanks to Michael Mulder there having four three-pointers in the first quarter there. But it all really starts with Walt Lemon Jr., and I'd like to see him settle back and just be more of a traditional type point guard, and that is really get his offense fully involved, and instead of just really having him sit with the ball for most of the time, really get it around earlier on the shot clock, get the offense moving around more at the top of the key. And obviously you still need Walt as a consistent scoring option, but getting other guys involved like a VJ Beecham, who only had seven shots tonight, or a CJ Fair with just six overall. So, and Jakar Sampson as well. 15 shots might sound like a lot for Jakar, but overall tonight with him having 24 points, you know, it's just really a feeding the beast type of mentality and getting your shooters open. So I think Walt, if he's able to really dribble drive inside like how he's able to, and the Bulls get better on their rotations outside on the perimeter, we could possibly see a win out in Westchester in the playoffs next week.
Definitely, Rob, has been a fun third season here for us here at SportsTownChicago.com and the Illinois Media School. I know this is your first go around. You had a pretty good first season, to say the least. You're seeing a team that's going to the postseason for the first time.
I don't know if it's because I'm 100% Irish, but maybe the look of the Irish carrying this team throughout the regular season, but just not these last three games. But, yeah, we would like to see the Windy City Bulls at that nine-game winning streak going out to Westchester this upcoming week.
If Windy City is to continue the journey, the G League Finals would come here for one game. Let's hope this is not the last time we are live from the Sears Center Arena for Windy City Bulls basketball this season. Rob, I want to thank you for all your hard work you've put on to these broadcasts this season. Hope to have you around more often as well.
Yep,
also want to thank the great work of our guy Jonathan Hood Andy Mazur for helping you guys out with the play-by-play, color commentary broadcast on behalf with the partnership we have with the Illinois Media School. Also want to thank the Bulls organization. Got to thank them, obviously. We're the ones partnered with them. Brad Seymour, the president, Charlie Henry, the head coach, for all his availability for us pregame. Also want to thank our guys, our executive producers, Joe DiGiacomo, Andy Mazur, who you heard on the play-by-play, and Dave Zaslowski, our campus director, Imran Ali, our in-studio engineer all season long, and highlight content creator, Brian Singleman, keeping us live in the airways from our Lombard, Illinois studios. The journey's not done for Windy City. They head to Westchester Wednesday for the first ever playoff game for this franchise. Tonight's final, though, 120-109 in favor of Canton. For Rob Hill, I'm Ryan Fay. Hopefully this is the last time we sign off, but this is your home for Windy City Bulls basketball, sportstownchicago.com, and the Windy City Bulls Network. I'm Ryan Fay. Good night.